It's July, 6 degrees Celsius outside. It's super cold. I'm sitting in my car driving up Solaris Pass. We're going to Elgin for a training session for the little vineyards we're going to prune on the mountain. If you want to know more about the vineyards, it's good to listen to the One Click Off 2020 voice recording. It gives you a little bit more information about the other vineyards on the mountain, but this one in particular goes around the Riesling. This little block, so the wine is called Jan Niemand. First year we're making it in 2012, but it's got a long history. So these vineyards I've been buying since 2012. In 2012 I made a wine from this little vineyard, but we only made a barrel, so it's very little, very small production. So we combined it with another vineyard, 50-50, and the wine was called the Hinterhofkabuf. And then since 2012, we've been making the wines for most years. And it's always a combination between the two vineyards. The one, they grow next to each other, but the big difference between the two is the one is a trellised vineyard, a trellised Riesling. So it goes up in a normal trellis system where you grow vines, where this little vineyard is planted on the very steep slopes on the farm. So it faces, it's basically on a cliff. It looks very much like the Mosel in Germany. It's got very, very rocky schisty soils with sandstone, and it grows on around a pole. So we call it in Afrikaans a stok by pole, or you call it an ischola trellis system. It's got a pole in the ground, and the vine grows next to the pole. The leaves and the shoots you tie around the pole. But the basic idea is when you prune the vine, you prune it like a spiral staircase. So you get the pole, which is the middle part, and then the first level where it's going to grow grapes, the little arm where you prune, is going to be the first floor. Then maybe about 15 centimeters up from that, on the other side of the pole, you have your next place where you're going to grow grapes, and so you go around the pole for about four levels. So you get good aeration, good that sun can basically get into the center of the vine, and then you tie these long shoots as they grow around the pole. It's a very unique way of growing grapes. They planted very, very close to each other. So and it's the same system people use in the Mosel in Germany where they grow Riesling. So the first year we made it, 2012, the wines were always spectacular. We never aimed to make a Riesling. So Riesling is known to be low in alcohol, high acidity, very fresh, very zingy almost. And we said, okay, we're not in Germany here. We live in South Africa. We've got sunlight. We're not going to try and make a German expression of South African Riesling. We're just going to make wine. So the idea of that vineyard is we wait until it's ripe. We taste it. We decide, okay, today's got the most flavor. We pick it. We don't even look at the sugars. We make a wine from a vineyard in Elgin. And if it happens to taste like Riesling, then that's the case. But we don't aim for that. So we've always had a really little bit of a larger frame, very much riper, but still strong acidity. That's always been the sort of the wine up until now. This year, for the first year, actually for the past 2 years, we've employed a viticulturist, and the guy's name is Jaco Engelbrecht, and he advised us. So basically what we do is I'm in charge of the wines in the cellar. I'm the guy that needs to take it from the grapes all the way to bottle, or to your stomach, if I can put it like that. But I need to tell the guys what we're aiming for and the results we're getting. So I give feedback on the results. Me and Jaco sit together and we decide, okay, where do we want to go with this wine? How can we improve the wine? And then we look at the vineyards itself, and we look at the health of the vineyards, identify the points that we have to invest in, and that's where we focus on that information. We train the owner, André van Wyk, and his two guys working in the vineyard, Patrick and Martinez. We train them and show them exactly how to do what they do. And they're passionate people. They want to get the best from that vineyard. So we work together really nicely and to get this vineyard to a really great state. And we've done a lot of work, and we've had great results for the first vintage that we've got in bottle now after we implemented all these new strategies. And that's why it's got a name change. We decided to bottle this Stokvel Pale, the Echelon vineyard, on its own. And that's the first year we're doing that. The little river running sort of at the bottom of the slope is called the Jan Niemand Rivier, and that's why it's called Jan Niemand. And on the label you get the staircase, spiral staircase, which refers to the way we prune the vine around the center pole. And there's only a barrel, so there's 400 bottles of this wine. It's a straight Riesling. It's made in older French oak. We destem the grapes. It stays on the skins for a day or what, just to get extraction from the skins, and we put it into barrel. It's got spontaneous fermentation, stays there for a year, and we bottle it. So a very small production, very special wine to me. First year since 2012 that we've got this on its own in bottle.